A little girl and boy. Now some doctor with a shaky hand is killing Dez's toy. It's gonna take away his manhood, put his potency on freeze. Once the doctor gets done snipping, he'll hit the couch with a bag of peas. Yeah, yeah. Taylor's vasectomy, no babies.
Hours.
That is a snappy little number.
Gosh.
Oh,
my husband, who snippy. Is not happy about the snippy,
yeah.
Wrote as uncomfortable as that song was. Man, it's catchy.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's uncomfortable about it. It's the best thing ever. You never have to worry about ever making another baby.
Well, hold on. You did say you don't have to worry after what, a month, 2-3 months?
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to clear the chamber, apparently.
Certainly, oh, yeah. There's a little bit of a lag time. It's not like you go in, get snipped, and all of a sudden tomorrow you're done making babies. There's a little bit of a...
I didn't know that, though. Yeah, I thought
I
it was
either.
A done deal, but apparently there can be some leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hanging in there.
We don't want those leftovers to be used. We'd like them to be thrown away.
So the doctor tells you you need to clear out at least 10 times?
I think it's something like that. It's a couple of weeks, though, yeah. For me, just to make sure, I was like a two-a-day kind of guy. Like, let's just make sure.
Yeah, you got to do it for some. You got to make sure it's all out of there.
Really
yeah.
training. Yeah. Uh-huh. Putting in two-a-days.
He's still working on that.
Well, totally. I can let you know. I think these years later, you're in the clear.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
That, we had somebody text in yesterday about it.
Yeah, what? They had two kids. 5 years later, had a third.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
It's not going to be a thing for us.
There was a couple from Hibbing that he was done, she was done. They both ended up with a child.
They were both not done.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Oh.
Unbelievable. How? I mean, what are the odds? The odds are, I believe it's like something like 1 in every 4,000 vasectomies will reverse itself. It's about the same for, having your tubes tied. The fact that both of them had the procedures done and both of them reversed and they still got pregnant. Like, what are the chances?
I'll tell you, 1 in 4,000, Dez. You're saying there's a chance.
No. Oh my gosh. No. See, I think the problem is Taylor's never had surgery.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
It's scary the first time.
I think so. And I guess it's old hat. If I've had, since I was young, I had surgery. So I'm like, it's not a big deal. And he's like, it is a big deal.
Well, when your first surgery is on the old boys. Yeah, I guess that would be tough to walk into.
It's easy. They put some TV on. You sit back. They numb it up. You watch tube. You talk to the people. It's fine.
You should have heard our argument about it last night. I mean, like our going back and forth. I'm like, it's going to be fine. Oh my gosh. He's explaining. He goes, you don't know. You don't have balls. I'm like, you know what? That's true. You've got me there.
You don't have balls. I'll That's his back. Argument.
Okay. I'll fight back on that. I'm pretty sure you have balls, and they're his in your purse.
Well, if I had him in my purse, he wouldn't have to get a vasectomy now, would he?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
Take
you're right.
That. Crisco's apparently very nervous to confess something.
I didn't put that down on the sheet. We don't have to talk about it. It's fine.
What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you do?
We don't have to talk. Listen, if I wanted to talk about it, I would have put it down on that sheet, Ryan.
What did you do?
He's pregnant. I didn't want to break the news.
That was my news to share.
Sorry,
that is
I couldn't.
The longest pregnancy I've ever seen. God, I hope it ends soon.
Birth it already.
You got Taylor pregnant?
I did.
Oh, man.
He's going to be walking around a little funny lately.
Okay.
So anyway, the rope-a-dope story I marked down to talk about.
What the hell did you do?
Okay. I'll start it this way. Oh. I wanted to build it up a little bit. I almost did it.
You didn't buy that stupid pinball machine, did you?
I went.
Oh.
I played it.
Oh.
I talked to him about price.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy to know.
Liar.
I walked out of there without a pinball machine.
Liar.
No, I can swear to God on anything.
How much?
I had him down to $2,800.
It was $3,000.
Yeah, that's still, you can't really walk in and tell somebody, hey, you know what? I will take it for $2,000.
No, you do. You actually go half. You go, oh, gosh, $1,500, I can make this a deal. And then they negotiate back and forth. You settle at $1,800 and you still don't buy it.
Here's the problem. People did that to you on all the different services you did. Mm-hmm. And the first thing you said was, I didn't put it up at a price for you to negotiate with me.
That's me. Not everybody does that. Everyone knows that they're going to lowball them. So, yeah. Oh, please don't do this.
I walked away from it.
Okay, and hold up. I will don't say this. You.
No, I did.
Because you're going back about it? Today to get it?
No. It was a Simpsons pinball machine.
What?
Like I'm not kidding you. I don't know how I walked away from it.
I say buy it. I say go for it and buy this thing.
It was awesome. Yes. He just reworked it, Rudy. He just cleaned it. He just put new rubber bands on it. Everything. And in my head, I couldn't get... Like, you know how you have the little devil and the little angel? Mm-hmm. I just couldn't get the little Ryan off my shoulder. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm totally going to do this. And I went...
Not yet. Make that your treat when we get all this debt done with. Then you can buy a pinball machine.
And then I thought about the debt part. And I went, God, yes, it's awesome. But I could also just take that and put it towards emptying out amounts of debt.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if you have $2,800, that's what we're doing later today. We're going to the bank and putting $2,800 toward your debt. Let's do it. Let's make it
$28 to get the pinball machine.
God. I just played the one downstairs the other day, and it was a blast. It brings back some memories.
This is one thing. It's a 30-year-old pinball machine.
Yep.
So it is definitely old, and there are definitely newer ones. And he had a Sopranos one, but that one, I know for sure I won't possibly go back and get, like, the Simpsons one. Because that one was $5,555. Ooh, yeah. I'm not kidding you. Jeez. What a crock of garbage it is for a pinball machine. First off, they're so out of stock now, or out of business. There's only one company that does them now, and they start like a stranger thing. Brand new one out of the box this year, $11,000.
Sure.
There's only one company because they're going out of business. How are they making money?
There's idiots like you that will buy it.
Idiots.
Yeah. I bet the profit margin on those things is probably not as big as what we think it is because there's so many moving parts on the inside.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the thing. If you think about your phone, like if you took everything your phone can do, a calculator, it's a clock, it can send email. You took all that and separated it out, you'd have probably $11,000 worth of other, you know, things you would be using. But instead, you just boil it down to a $500 phone.
And repair it. And the pinball machine, he's like, oh, we had to make these repairs. So I didn't do it.
Well, good. I'm glad. You've seen the cruise ship from hell is on lockdown. Have you
no,
seen this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, see, I love a good cruise. Oh, man. But then you hear about these breakouts and different problems. And I've been so lucky. I've never had that. You know, where this, I've never had a norovirus, you know, outbreak on board.
That was so bad.
Oh, there's some real stories. But is this having to do with coronavirus?
Yes. They're holding 7,000 people on lockdown on a ship in Italy. Yep. It's the Wuhan coronavirus is spreading and they're fearing it. And so all these people are on this ship like, woo, best time of our lives. We're going to be... Yeah, all locked down. So every one of you are locked down.
People from China who traveled to Italy to take this cruise, is that what it is?
Yeah, so it's from China, and there are people from Canada, U.S., Australia, and multiple people they fear have it.
Yeah.
And they're on the boat spreading it. So they have now locked down everybody. So you went on a 7-day cruise, and you're in Italy, and it's going to be the best time of your life, and then they shut down the whole thing, basically.
What a shame.
And you're just stuck there with people who have coronavirus.
7,000 people.
Oh, it's the Costa. I saw the ship on the news. It's huge, yeah. I'm telling you, these big, big, big cruise ships, and they're all getting bigger and bigger. Oh, I like the small ones now. I used to like the big ones, small ones. It's just more manageable.
I don't know. You have made me think I would enjoy it. I know I would, but... It's stories like that just, I just don't know if I'll ever do it.
Yeah. But you hear about 5 or 6 things like this and not the thousands and thousands and thousands of ships that just go and do their thing and come back.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, everything has its bad things that could happen.
Yeah.
It's just.
Well, it's like the one we had a helicopter crash, right? We're never going to go on a helicopter.
Right.
You know, it sucks, but it is what it is. Yeah. Ugh, still gross, though. Ugh.
7,000 people. Ah.
Okay, so we had an extra secret come in. We like to share a secret on the podcast every day, one that we can't read on the air, just for obvious reasons.
Right.
Hashtag, this is why I'm a bad spouse. So imagine if this was the person you're married to.
Oh, no.
Why am I a bad spouse? I schedule regular threesomes or orgies with other men and women, and my boyfriend doesn't even know.
At that point, what? We're off of the air and we can talk, talk secrets and throw a little judgment in there. Really, at that, what's the point of having a boyfriend? You clearly lust for more than one person.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's fair to the guy you're with?
Yeah.
That you don't even feel like you can tell him that you just let him go?
Yeah.
Let him find somebody who doesn't want to shake down with an orgy or two a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure with all the people who would like to participate in said orgies, you'd have enough going to not have a boyfriend.
Or ask him if he wants to join.
You'd stay physically active, you know?
Yeah.
Ryan, could you check out Crisco's mouth, please?
Oh, I know. It's very distracting, the blood on his teeth.
Yeah. Sorry.
What's going on with that? Yeah. I was wondering what was up. I didn't want to bring it up, but since Dez already called you out.
Thank you for being the one of three people that doesn't bring it up.
I couldn't stop staring at it.
It's so much blood all over your teeth.
It's not a lot of blood. It's in an Invisalign.
No, it's so much blood. Broody?
It spreads because of the saliva.
I thought you had like a piece of hot dog stuck in between your teeth.
I have never worked with two people who are quicker to tell you about Oh my God. Not like, hey, dude. Come here. There's something on your teeth.
Well,
right
I know
now.
That you.
No, I mean
anything.
In a polite way, but instead, oh my God, what is on your teeth?
While we're broadcasting.
In front of people, in front of the podcast, never just quietly. Like I'll do it on the side.
Why would
just
I do
always
that?
There.
I didn't even say, "Ew, gross." I said, "Hey, Ryan, look at his teeth."
I can't wait to call out your next flaw. Oh. And there are one of them a year.
Oh, good, because he doesn't ever call out my flaws.
Oh, I'm going to call him
ever.
Out. Aggressively at Caribou. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
So dramatic. Jeez, Crystal.
Oh man. I just love that Rudy's the one who's like, oh, I was just gonna wait and not say anything.
No, he was just silently judging you.
Yeah.
Is
Rudy.
That better?
How is it judging if there's something on my it doesn't matter. Let's go on to the next thing.
He thought you ate a hot dog as an in-between snack.
That makes more sense. He knows I love hot dogs.
Okay, so what's going on Rice Street? Rope-a-dope? What the hell is that?
You've never heard of the... It's rope-a-dope. Like, what's pull rope-a-dope? The old rope-a-dope. You try to pull one over on somebody?
The old switcheroo.
The old... Well, I don't know if that works, but... A rope-a-dope. So this woman is sitting outside, and she's in kind of a beater car, and she's driving around the parking lot, going to person to person, back and forth, and she goes... She rolls the window down. She goes, did you have any cash? As you walk by. I walked by her car, and she goes, not, hey, I'm running low on gas money. Did you have any cash? Just straight up, did you have any cash?
Yeah.
I don't have any more.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that stinks. All the while, I go in, and her twin sister's inside buying $38 worth of junk food.
Oh.
And so the sister's out there driving around to car after car after car going, did you have any cash? Mm-hmm. Like, very feeble, like, oh, boy.
Did she rope-a-dope?
She tried. No, I didn't give her anything. But here's my problem.
Yeah.
I feel bad all the time. So in my head, I went, yeah. And I was listening to her story. I went, yeah. And then she said, do you have any cash? I went, oh, no.
No.
And so then you walk in and she's like, yeah, I'll take
these. I can actually see your George Costanza wallet sitting in the front of your pants. Yeah. And it's very, very, very thick and protruding.
That's not my wallet.
No,
ma'am.
It is. I can see the outline. You don't have a square penis.
Ma'am. So some might argue with that.
That you have a square penis?
Pretty impressive. Oh. And it opens like a wallet.
Oh my God.
Gross.
Ew. Ew, pretty impressive. It's not a trifold.
No, it's a trifold. It's got actual, it's not a big deal. It's like a Swiss Army pocket knife.
Wow. So
don't even be mad about it.
Bloodied up teeth and a trifold.
No. Well, I opened the wallet too fast. That's why I had bloody teeth. Boom.
This doesn't even make sense.
Are you sure you didn't buy that pinball machine?
Yeah.
You know what? After this damn podcast, I'm going right now and buying I'm getting the pinball machine.
You should get the other one, too. Get the whatever the one, $5,000 one.
You say I can get that one?
Yeah, you know
you
what?
You should.
You may as well get the Stranger Things ones, too. 11K, what's that? No big deal,
Richie.
Does
he
Richie
have an icy
Rich?
Machine? Come on, Richie Rich, let's go.
Okay, somebody's day just got better. I need to borrow $5,555 and $11,000 from Des.
Wait a second.
No more boats this month, okay? I need some money.
This backfired.
Not for me. Feeling pretty good about my afternoon.
Okay. Fold up your penis. We have to go.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours. Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.